On the show today, we have Keenan Mitchell Group's very own Patrick McElhaney talking about what he's seeing in digital behaviors among credit union members since the pandemic has started. And then how has this changed expectations that members have for their credit union? So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Keenan Mitchell Group's very own Patrick McElhaney. Patrick, how you doing, sir?
Great, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Taking it one day at a time, as most are these days. That's all you can do.
Absolutely.
So I hope you're doing well as well.
I am. Thank you very much.
Good. Good. And so let's bring it back to the old business here. And we're talking a little digital lending here. And the first question here on the docket. So obviously there's certainly been rapid change in digital behaviors during the pandemic. And I think that's the understatement of the year. So what are you seeing in the in digital behaviors among credit union members out there? I'm sure that's just all over the board.
It is all over the board. And you know, I look at it as taking a step back and what are members really going through as it relates to the pandemic? You think about, they had this abrupt change of potential job loss, loss of income, you know, God forbid, maybe some illness.
Yeah.
And, you know, many members, as our credit union friends and partners know, sometimes they didn't have really good budget plans or they didn't have that nest egg to fall back on.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you have members maybe not in a crisis mode, some probably were, but now they need to react to their situation. And they're reacting to a situation now where I can't walk into the branch anymore. Typically, you know, that branch was the transactional. Mm-hmm. I could go in, I could sit down, I could talk to somebody. But now with branches closing, I need something fast. And I need something now that really I've never had to ask for before.
Right.
Maybe I need to consolidate some debt potentially because I need to lower my monthly expenses so that I can pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that digitally? I've always either called someone or gone in. That's sometimes not easy to do in that digital channel, but now members expected that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they expected that. They expected, you know, maybe it's education. They needed some counseling. They needed guidance. Then you had the members that were the non-early adopters of technology or digital tools that were provided by the credit union.
Yeah.
Well, now they need education on just how to use the tools. You know, they need support that way. So you have those types of members that are expecting support and, you know, ongoing help with how they can use the tools. But then you had another set of members that were expecting digital delivery of services that maybe credit unions just weren't good at delivering. And that's around that education. It's around that, you know, financial acumen, that planning. So those, what we're seeing is members that didn't plan, members that, you know, were in a predicament that they just, you know, weren't used to. They had to do all this stuff digitally.
Right.
And so it's been very interesting to see how that has, you know, created opportunities for credit unions and for members to gain members and to really build trust with members. But they have to deliver those things in that digital fashion. And we're learning that, you know, a lot of credit unions have done a great job, but there's probably a few out there that, you know, they weren't ready for this.
Yeah. So. Blindsided by whole thing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And so how has all of this changed expectations that members have of their credit unions?
So I think number one, personalization. I would say number two, responsiveness. Now, I didn't say speed. I said responsiveness. And then at number three, I think it's education, and four, ease of use. So those are kind of the four things I would say.
Okay.
Personalization really is, you know, that old phrase that show me, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that in the digital channel now, I think is even more important simply because everyone's being driven to the digital channel. And, you know, I want an intuitive design that shows me, you know me, provide information about me so that I don't have to go in and enter all in this information that you should already have within your database.
Right. Yeah.
Makes that experience just so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think responsiveness is important because it's easy to say speed and everybody wants to be faster, but do you have to be faster just for speed's sake?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. I could apply for a loan, and do I expect an answer right away? I'd like an answer right away, but maybe it's a more complex loan. If the credit union is communicating to me step by step where I am in the process, mm-hmm. how long that's going to take, mm-hmm. then I know action is being taken. Right. And so maybe I'm not too concerned about speed because I'm informed. They're responding to me and they're keeping me up to date. Okay, then maybe I can wait a day. Maybe I can wait 2 days for an answer or to get my funds or what have you. So I think speed is important, but to me, responsiveness and making sure you're keeping people up to date on what's happening. Mm-hmm. I don't see it can help replace that speed. So just be responsive.
Especially in a digital environment where you need that you just need somebody to acknowledge that something was done and the process is moving forward. That's where you kind of, okay, we're good. Okay, they're on step two now. So like you said, just keep me informed.
Exactly. And that's peace of mind. It's peace of mind for the member.
Yeah.
All right. Especially if I'm going through a tough time. I mean, if I need some of these funds to get through the next month, mm-hmm. keep
that's
me
huge.
Up to speed.
That's huge.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think that educational component, I mean, face-to-face was so easy to sit down with a member and provide guidance and provide counseling. Now, you can do the same thing over the phone, but, you know, those resources are being stretched as well for credit unions to provide that kind of service to members.
Yeah.
And so being able to provide that self-service around financial education, financial guidance, you know, what kind of digital tools can a credit union put in place that are interactive, that can help the member help themselves mm-hmm. get into a better financial position? I think that's an expectation that we're seeing from members as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of speed, because that has to do with my next question, is like, how quickly do credit unions need to move on this stuff? So especially the ones that might be on the fence or just kind of having a hard time getting going, or so what's the quickness here?
Can I say yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. Good answer.
they need to be on, I mean, right. They should be on it now. And I think, I do believe most credit unions are moving, but it needs to be now. I think for two reasons, we don't know how long this pandemic is going to last, but then the recovery. You know, think about the recovery. Things, again, in my opinion, aren't going to go back to normal. So what's happened is we have forced members to budget. We have forced members, because of the pandemic, to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And those behaviors, based on some of our research, are going to carry over post-pandemic. So they're going to be better about budgeting. They're going to be better about managing money. So they're really going to be looking for digital solutions, because now they've already been conditioned to work digitally. Well, now they're going to actually continue that behavior of budgeting and finances. They'll want to do that digitally, continue that in digital nature.
Right.
So the credit unions need to be doing it now so that they're well positioned when the recovery hits and they retain those members, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's also things like they should be thinking about, you know, intuitive design of all of their digital experiences. You know, think about right now what you and I are doing. We're doing this via video.
Yeah.
Some of your more complex transactions, they are tough to do digitally. I mean, it's tough to do a mortgage digitally. It can be done, and there's people out there that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But how can credit unions incorporate things like video in their interactions with their members, to continue building those relationships and making it easy and making it intuitive? They should be looking at those things right now.
Yeah, don't you think that's a have to now? I mean, especially when you're doing, like you said, a complex transaction like a mortgage loan, a video is a necessity now.
It is, but if you look at how many financial institutions are using video, I think you'd be surprised there's not a lot.
Really?
Simply because of the infrastructure required for that.
Yeah.
And the ability to, you know, you have to pass, you know, processing and work from one person to another within the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So it is out there, but it's not as prevalent as you might think.
Hmm. Well, let's hope that changes.
Absolutely.
I mean, because this is so easy now and we're all used to it. We're all experts. We're all PhDs in Zoom now. Yep. So it's just kind of a natural progression for a financial institution, a credit union in this case, to do that.
Exactly. And when you think about that member behavior, I mean, everything is on their phone, right? You can do video from phone. I mean, everyone's done it.
Sure.
There's still a lot of credit unions out there that you need to be thinking about, maybe not email, but text messaging. Mm-hmm. How do we communicate with members via text messaging? Yeah. I mean, a consumer opens about, 90% of all text messages within 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen with email.
Nope.
Not at all, right? Right. But there's still some credit unions out there that aren't utilizing text messages to engage their members.
Yeah.
They're still using email and phone. So we think people should be using video. And again, there's some that are. But we still have some credit unions that are still not even utilizing text messaging, which is the number one communication channel for consumers.
Yeah. And I think you just answered my next question. I was going to ask you, what do credit unions need to pay attention to in this climate? And I think you texting, video, are there any other things that they should be looking at as well for kind of in our new normal, whatever that is?
I think the other thing would be, we have some, we've seen is some credit unions have been now, doing some organizational changes to really align a universal banker type role. And so, that one person that can handle everything for that member. That makes a video interaction between a member and a credit union employee more valuable, because then I can do anything for you practically at the credit union, right? Versus I'm not in my silo. I can only do this transaction, but I have to pass you over to this person to conduct that transaction, that loan or what have you.
Right.
But that universal banker now can do most anything. And if I have the right digital tools, if I have a video, if I have text, what have you, then that's a much better, much simpler experience for the member.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see much more of a move to this universal banker model.
Ooh, I'd be interested to see that. That's a cool trend. That's a new take, Patrick, that we're seeing out there. All right, good stuff. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Anything else in this area to wrap up? I mean, we could be talking for hours about what's going to happen, what might happen, all the uncertainties out there, but...
Yep.
I want to be respectful of your time as well. So anything else to wrap up here on this topic?
The last thing I would add is just listen to your members.
Yeah.
Because they're going to give you the feedback. You take the time to listen to see how they want to conduct business, what's going to motivate them to use different tools, different channels. But we have to ask the question. And so ask the question of your members, listen to it, and take action.
Yep, indeed. Well stated. Well said. All right, Patrick. Well, I'll let you get back to work, because I know you probably you're up to your earlobes and things to do. So appreciate the time as always. And again, most importantly, be safe and be well, okay?
You too, Mike. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.